At CFM, Lee and Jess for breakfast. A big weekend at Simmons Plains gets underway this weekend, Jess.
Yeah, absolutely, with the TCR series. So we're really excited to see some action at Simmons Plains mid-January. It's going to be pretty hot and steamy out on the track as well, by the looks of things.
Yeah, and tickets are on sale right now. All you need to do is Google TCR Australia and that'll take you to the links. But of course, this weekend, Simmons Plains is where the action is at, and it's great to see it at least making to the calendar this year. Different format as well. To tell us more is Jason Bhagwana, who is part of the action this weekend. G'day, Jace. How are you, mate?
Well, yeah, just thanks very much for having me on the show. And you're right, I can't wait to get down to Simmons Plains this weekend. It's going to be pretty exciting. To race in January. What's going on there?
Yeah, exactly. And still people on holidays and able to enjoy a bit of action out at Simmons. It's really great to see.
Yeah, look, and obviously Australia Day, and I'm hoping that we get a decent crowd down there, that mm-hmm. people can come and see these TCR cars. Now, you guys, do you know what TCR cars are, you guys?
Well, we're gradually learning, aren't we, to understand the difference.
Well, we've worked out that they're not Fords and Holdens.
Correct. So this is a new thing. Australia's used to this Ford versus Holden V8 type battle. Well, now we're racing these hot little hatches, right? So the TCR cars, Touring Car Racing, that's what TCR stands for. And I'm in a Peugeot 308. You've got Alfa Romeos, you've got Hondas, you've got Renaults, you've got Hyundais. So it's all pretty exciting, different sort of cars, and something that hopefully for the first time Tasmanians will see them race, and it's going to be exciting.
How now, are these little cars going to adapt to the Simmons Plains Raceway, which is quite unique?
Yeah, look, I think it's going to be quite exciting. They're a bit different to drive. Obviously, they're front wheel drive, not rear wheel drive, but they're going to be fine. Like, you're still going to have that exciting racing. That the thing I love about Simmons Plains is that hairpin down the end there. So unique, great for the spectators. They can see just about everything. So, look, I think they're going to be fine. I think you're going to find there'll be some side-by-side, good quality racing action going on.
I can actually tell you, Jess, mm-hmm. that I have been around Simmons in a hot hatch before.
Have you really?
I have.
What was it?
It was a Renault.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure it was a little yellow Renault.
Uh-huh.
I'm more than happy to be corrected, but
was it exhilarating?
It was exhilarating. I had to shut my eyes when they were braking toward the hairpin, because you know you got that feeling. For anybody that's done a hot lap at Simmons, it's like brakes are a last minute thing at that place.
And these little hot hatches we race, so this little Peugeot, you can basically drive at 260 k's an hour, and you get down to the 100 metre board, and you stand hard on the brake pedal. It's amazing how good they are. So, I mean, and the left-hand drive too, so that's a little bit different.
Okay.
It's going to be certainly very exciting.
You put on your Yankee accent, yee-haw.
What is it like then? Well, this might be a silly question, but what is it like then just going back to a normal car driving to and from the where you need to be and getting around Tassie? Is it hard to get your head sort of out of that racing mode?
No, not really, because what you realise is that on the racetrack, everyone's going in the same direction. They all know what they're doing. You've got all the safety people around, so it's really safe and really easy. When you get on the road, you sit back and go, oh, hang on a minute. You've got people coming the other direction to you. So, you sort of adjust pretty quickly. It's not that big a deal.
Well, tickets are on sale now. All you need to do is go to racetasmania.com.au. That's got the links. Jason, just a quick one before you go. This is an in-the-family weekend for you, yeah?
Look, it's a bit unique, isn't it? It's the first time my son and I are going to race against each other.
Wow.
So we're teaming up in a two-car team. So he's at the beginning of his career. He's only 19, and he's done a few years of racing, but he's now stepping up to the big time, if you like. And I'm kind of at the other end of my career, I guess. I've been doing it for a while, and I'm ready for the beers and the fishing. So he's and the problem with this is, right, I've got no chance. I can't win this battle, can I? Because if I go and beat my son this weekend in our first time out, I've got to answer to my wife, right? Mm-hmm. So if he beats me, everyone's just going to take the mickey out of me for years to come. So I can't win this one, can I?
Yeah, and you'd be robbing yourself of a proud dad moment.
Well, this is the thing. So there's no free tickets here, right? If he wants to do this, he's going to have to earn it. So if he can beat me, good on him. But, you know, I've got to say, if I finish second, I'm happy to finish second to him. But in general, he's going to have to earn this one. I'm going out to beat him.
So maybe it's win-win at the end of the day. It is a great story, though.
Oh, it's going to be different, that's for sure. So a father-son battle. We're in two little Peugeot 308s. We've got the Burson sponsorship on the side of the car, so you won't miss us. And the Peugeot is a great little car, and I'm really looking forward to getting out there. But, yeah, certainly unique. I've sort of been on the headset, if you like, in pit lane with his racing career so far. So now, yeah, I'll be going down to turn one, looking in the mirror, hopefully going, how's he going?
That's really awesome.
Maybe he's looking in the mirror going, how am I going?
Yeah. I'm
not sure. So good. Cheers for your time, Jason. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys, and hope to see you down there.